Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I have a special guest for you today, Christine Weick. And Christine is live on the scene in Washington, D.C., standing in front of the Supreme Court. Hello, Christine.
Hello, Susan. Thank you for having me on. And yes, I am in the hot zone.
Is it cherry blossom time?
No, that was done actually almost a month ago, maybe a good 3 weeks ago. They were already done, but The azaleas are blooming now, and they are just beautiful. The Capitol grounds are
beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. I think Lady Bear Johnson had something to do with the tree planting and the flower planting. I don't remember who brought those cherry blossoms there, but it's quite a sight.
Yes, I believe it was a gift from a foreign country. If it wasn't China, it might have been China. I know it was a gift of a foreign country, and I caught the tail end of the bloom when I got here, and it was just beautiful then.
Yeah, and Washington, the areas where the monuments are and the museums and whatever, it's really a beautiful city.
It is.
Yeah. And there's a lot happening there, of course. It's the center of the government, and the Supreme Court building is there. And Christine has been, how long have you been standing there now?
Well, this is day 15. I got here about 9 o'clock this morning. I tried to put in at least 6 hours. Yesterday I did about 7 hours because the weather was good. When it gets, when it gets above 85 degrees and that sun just beats down on you, I tend to give up by 3. But
you have to get one of those portable umbrellas.
And I did break down and took my umbrella. But today we got quite a few clouds, so it's actually a beautiful day today.
Yeah, yeah, you can't. It's the right time of year anyway. Not too hot, not too cold.
Right.
But I didn't know it was in the 80s already in Washington, but
yeah, I think right now it's in the upper 70s right now. So
that's
a beautiful
nice
day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tell the listeners now a little bit about your background and how did you come to go to Washington and stand in front of the Supreme Court? Maybe some people don't even really know why you're standing there, but
well, I think it all started about 2.5 years ago when there was a court case in Michigan. Now, Michigan is my home state. And there was two lesbians who were married in New York, and they moved to Michigan, and they wanted to adopt each other's children under the marriage law. But Michigan does not honor New York marriage. Michigan is, and it is still today, a no marriage of a homosexual state. It's one of the 12 or 13 states that do not allow homosexual marriage.
Yeah.
So they took it to the federal court in Detroit, Michigan, and they actually did win that case by a federal judge, a liberal federal judge. And that's when I decided to make my sign. Now, my sign is on a PVC bracket. It's 4 foot wide by 4 foot. So 4 foot by 4 foot. It's vinyl, so it's weatherproof. It is bright red with white letters, and it says, warning, God draws the line on gay marriage. Read Romans 1, 24 through 32. Woe to those who cross it. Compelled to stand at the Detroit courthouse for the 14 days that they were in deliberations, and I got to meet these two lesbians on a personal basis because they had to walk in front of my sign every day to get into the courthouse. And it just set me on a mission with that. And from there, I started to stand at homosexual pride rallies. And that turned into a mission where I've learned to have a compassion for them. And I just stand quietly behind my sign and wait for them to come and talk to me. And believe me, they do. They just wonder why I'm there, why I'm so hateful, when all I do, of course, is warn them because I love them. And I get a chance to share the gospel with them. I can't tell you the amount of experiences that I've had standing with my sign. But I tell you what, I have them every day standing here at the Supreme Court. And what makes it really nice being at the Capitol is that there are so many school kids that are out on their class trips. So I can get a group of 50 to 100 kids that wanna, you know, they walk past me, they all look at my sign, and a few times the teachers will allow them to come and talk to me.
Yeah.
But I have also learned that when I stand with my sign, when I start talking, a couple of the teachers do not like it. And they stand in front of me, they block my sign, they try to talk over me.
Wow.
So, a very kind street preacher said, "That's enough of that." And he gave me his megaphone. So if the teachers want to block my sign, I step to the side and the kids get the message of the gospel and what the Bible says about homosexuality through a megaphone. And at that point, they can't talk over me.
Yes.
So, you know, but I speak it in truth. I speak it with love. There are a few times I do come unglued. I don't know if your viewers are on Facebook, but my page is open where I do post my videos. I have a body camera that I keep on. And I had a school group that basically was out of control about 3 days ago, and the teachers couldn't do anything about it. One young woman tried to undress in front of me, and by the grace of God, she couldn't get her shirt far enough down to expose her breasts to me, where the Capitol Police would not have arrested her.
No.
So this is just, you know, two opposite sides, because yesterday I came up to the steps and there was a group of school kids all praying. You know, and this is where you get your demographics of the United States. You have the Christians versus the public school system. And, you know, most classes are very polite. They're very controlled. But there's a few of them that you can tell the kids are out of control. And
yeah.
And they make it well known to me verbally what they think, too. And they don't – I had one teacher call me and ask yesterday, if I can say that on the air. I mean,
oh,
I just
really?
Couldn't believe it. I said, "Sir, what
wow.
if one of your students
What an
called
example.
Me that?" And, you know, and he – yeah, and I blasted him with the megaphone, too. I called him right out on it. And I just thought, here's a teacher that can't control himself, you know,
yeah.
and just for having a sign
yeah.
that says, "Warning, God draws the line on gay marriage. Read Romans 1, woe to those who cross it." I
yeah.
don't call any names on the sign. I don't use the word pervert or perversion. I don't use the F word, the F-A-G word. I don't feel that's right.
Yeah.
And I don't even use the word sodomy on my sign, even though the Bible uses that. You
yeah.
know, I mean, this is where you just shake your head teaching these kids.
Yeah, because like you said, you're just standing there with a sign. And if people want to go to your Facebook page, you just go Christine, W-E-I-C-K.
Right.
Is that where they go? Okay, so
and
that
I
if
only
you
have one page. That's my it's the orange profile. There's a square orange. That's my profile. That's the only page I have. All other pages in my name are fake, and they're smear campaigns against me. So I do have to put that in there.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. Just remember that if you do go to Facebook and you look for Christine Weick, W-E-I-C-K, and her page has the orange logo with her book, Christine.
Explain this.
Yeah, yep. Explain this. Yeah, it slipped my mind there. But that's her page. Any other page is not her page because she's had people set up fake Facebook pages and they say things and they act like it's her, but it's not really her. So
right.
Just make sure that her book is on the logo, Explain This, and then you can see her videos because she does have... the fact that she wears a body camera, she's able to videotape, and also she uses her cell phone or she has another camera, but she videotapes some of these people coming up to her and cussing her out. Now, this only goes to show you what's ahead for Christians because if people are going to be so violent, and we're not violent, okay? We're not violent. She's not violent. She's only standing there with a sign. She says nothing for the most part unless somebody talks to her. She's not shouting or saying anything. And they act like they want to kill her or hit her and call her every name in the book. And all she's doing is standing there with a sign. So how far down has our society become?
Yeah.
That this is what can get people so angry that they want to hurt somebody.
Right. And, you know, the Supreme Court is going to be expected to rule sometime in June. And it's a pretty much agreement with other Christians that I've talked to. And I says, you know, if it comes down in our favor that the Supreme Court upholds traditional marriage, we're going to be the losing end of that because they will attack us for that.
Yeah.
If, of course, we lose, which if you go according to the prophecies, things will become worse and worse, as in the days of Lot.
Yeah.
So I believe that this will eventually come up against the Christians. We are definitely going to be attacked there as well, even more so. But it's almost like we lose in both ways. We're going to get attacked either way.
Yeah.
And it's the narrow-mindedness of Christians who can't seem to accept other people being happy. Of course, that's their reasoning. Why can't you leave me alone? You know, and many times I get the insults that are thrown at me. It's like, well, I didn't interfere in your marriage, so why did you interfere in mine? You know, things like this. And, you know, and you just, it just saddens you when you ask them, well, do you read your Bible? What, that book of fairy tales? You know, and it's like, well, then I can't have a conversation with you because I says, you don't believe in the inerrant word of God. And I do. You know, I mean, I believe the Bible is 100% true in all aspects of it. And I says, if we can't share common agreement on the Bible, then we are not going to have any discussion whatsoever.
Yeah. But then again, you even have some of them that say they read the Bible.
Oh,
and
then
they tell you it's not, there's
Christians.
Nothing. Jesus never said anything about homosexuality.
Oh, I get that one a lot. And I have a Bible right behind me, and I said, let me read you Matthew 19, please. And I read it to them, and I says, one man, one woman. In the beginning, it was so. And I says, Jesus did say it was one man, one woman. And I says, and if you go later on, of course, into Romans, 1 Corinthians, and Jude, it's all exactly that same way.
Yeah, apparently.
I got a brother here praying with me here. This is amazing. He just came up to my sign. He's laying a hand on my hand, and he's praying right now. This is what I get that's amazing, too, the support that I have.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, you're on live radio here.
So did they do, is
he
there quite a few
here from,
people
just,
there?
He,
are there quite a few Christian
a minute,
people?
Susan. You might find this interesting. This man just walked here from Tallahassee, Florida.
Wow.
And a Christian with a backpack and just came up and just said a prayer with me. He's wearing a cross around his neck. Unbelievable what we do have kindred spirits here.
Yeah.
So are there
other people there?
Well, right now there's a class of about 20 kids to my right that are sitting down. Today is, you know, obviously the buildings are closed, so the crowd is considerably, you know, much, much lower. But across the street from me, I see a bunch of kids all reading my sign. There's about 30 of them there. So, And but I do get quite a bit of support. I am pleased with that. I got a Muslim lady walking up to me now. She's wearing a hijab, and you know, just like I said, it's just a great complexity of people here. Lots of different backgrounds.
Yeah, there would be in Washington D.C. because it really is a melting pot over there.
Yeah,
you have all the embassies and. Of course, all the government offices. So there's a lot happening in Washington. But so what about now? You do have that video of the girl, the high school students, and the girl that pulled down her blouse. Now,
right.
What was that all about?
Well, I was, they were behind me to my right, probably about 4 or 5 feet behind me on the steps, because I'm right in front of the steps in the center of where all the pictures would be taken. And so the class had to walk past my sign, and I could hear the jeers already. You know, I could hear some of the comments already. So when the teacher was done and the guide was done talking his little information speech about the Supreme Court, and when the pictures were done, I turned my sign around to face them, and I said, guys, this is what's called my freedom of speech, and that's when they started hollering. And they came up, and this is when I started to flick my camera on, because at this point, it's for my own protection. If someone takes a slug to me, or, you know, this is where I can feel the antagonistic spirit was already there. I flipped my camera on, and, of course, they were so wild, they didn't even know the camera was on. the camera's right there on my sign. It's in full view. And that's when the girls started making out in front of my sign. A couple homosexual boys started to do sexual acts with themselves in front of my sign.
And these were high school students?
Yes, I would say between the ages of 16 and 18 then. I would say this was, senior and maybe a senior.
And they were on a class trip?
Yep, this is on a class trip. I mean, this is on the public sidewalk in front of the Supreme Court. I have a police officer. She was facing me because I could not tell. This is literally, Susan, I could not tell that this girl was a girl.
Yeah.
She was dressed like a boy. She had breasts, but she was slightly overweight.
Yeah.
And there was another girl. If you look at the video, that's actually a young man wearing a girl's tank top with long hair.
Uh-huh.
And he had his arm hair showing, so under his armpit hair, so I'm assuming this was a boy.
Yeah.
And he was acting like a girl, and this was a class of transgenders, and it was just out of control. And I said something to the girl, because she was yelling at me. And I said to her, I says, look, I says, you know, you are confused already. I says, you don't know if you're a male or a female. That's when she decided to tell me that she was a girl and she was exposing her breasts to me.
Yeah.
But it didn't. Her shirt, she had a T-shirt on, which all the kids wore the same T-shirt. That's how they stay together as a group.
Oh.
And she could not pull the neck of her T-shirt down low enough to show me, you know, the nipples. I mean, she would have done so had she been able to. She was trying to stretch that neck out as far as it would go, and the good Lord, stopped it where I was able to take the video and keep the video because it was not, she was just basically showed me the cleavage.
Yeah.
But she was so out of control.
Yeah.
And all the kids were gay is the way, gay is the way, and they started chanting, and the teacher's running around trying to control everybody, and he was not being very good at it. It was total mayhem, and I would say that's probably been the worst group that I've had here.
Yeah.
It was unreal. And I said I edited out a lot of it because of the language.
Yeah. Yeah. Yikes.
And this is our future. And, you know, and that's the part that makes me fearful. You know, this is our future.
Well, that's it. It's not in other countries. I think in the UK and in Canada, they wouldn't even, I don't think, would even be able to would be allowed to even have a sign like that somewhere, because it's illegal even to have any kind of what they would call prejudice, or they call hate, a hate crime. Even I think on some of the Christian television stations in Canada, they can't talk against homosexuality.
Yes.
And so...
Well, that time is coming here too, Susan.
Yeah, it's coming, yeah.
I mean, it's just going to be a matter of time before, I mean, you know, people view my sign as hate, and anything that would go against any group, whether it's a Christian stand or not. Thank you. Okay. And this is, you know, when some, there's going to come a time where the Supreme Court will end up determining what is free speech. That's coming next.
Yeah, that's coming next.
Because, you know, if I should, heaven forbid, start a riot with my sign, let's say we get a school kids that totally go out of control and somebody hurts me. I mean, somebody hurts me. They're going to make it that it's for my safety that I cannot do this. You can see it's always somebody's safety involved.
Yeah.
And I can see that coming. It's like no more street preachers speaking the Bible against any particular group. No more calling sin out on any particular behavior, because that might incite a riot.
It does incite them. The thing is, it does incite them. But it doesn't take much to incite them. So who's the group with the hate?
Exactly.
That's the thing. Who's the hate group? It's not us.
Right.
Because we're only quoting scripture, but it's just like I think the baker, one of the bakeries, I think it was in Colorado, and the lady, it was a Christian bakery, and they didn't want to bake cake for a homosexual couple. But, of course, I believe they were targeted.
Of course.
Just to see if they would bake the cake, and then they wouldn't bake the cake, and then they were fined $130,000 because they wouldn't bake a cake for a homosexual wedding.
Now we have a grandmother who's a florist that's being sued for everything she's got. We had the pizzeria that had to close down. And then, and I guess the bakery had a GoFundMe to help with the cost of the fine, and GoFundMe was shut down.
Yeah.
The people didn't want them supporting them, so they were shut down.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable, the hatred that's coming up against those who are just standing up for what is right. And that's why I say, you know, people say, well, what are you protesting? I said, I'm not protesting anything. I'm standing up for what's right. You know, it depends on how negative they are already to look at it. She's a protester. No, I'm a stander.
Yeah.
Look at the negative connotation already. The glass is half empty with what I do. She's protesting something. No, I'm not. I'm standing up for something.
Yeah. We're only trying to help you come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then the veil will be lifted. The blindness will be lifted from your eyes, because it's so sad.
Yes.
That even today you see parents with small children as young as 5 and 6 letting little boys live as little girls and little girls live as little boys, and allowing them to believe that God made a mistake and they're in the wrong body.
Yes.
So,
and that's where the confusion comes in, definitely. You know, they don't even know who they are. I actually had I think it was yesterday. I said sometimes my days all running together. I think it was yesterday. I had a kid maybe 9 years old come out of his group, come up to me and going, I'm gay, and then ran away.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, you don't even know who you are. How can a 9, 10-year-old know he's gay? Because the minute he thinks he's got a best friend that he likes to hang around with, people now think, oh, you must be gay. You know, and I said that to a young teenagers. There were two girls, you know, and they're like, well, what's wrong with us being together? And it's like, you know, having a best friend and telling your intimate secrets with, absolutely. I says, we all have best friends. But I says, you cross the line sexually. I says, then that's not right. I says, when you start doing things sexually with each other, then there's the line. And they just giggled and walked away.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, and, what planet did you come from?
But it's like the world perceives them. You see two girls that are in a really deep conversation with each other. They've been friends for maybe for years. Oh, they're lesbians. And then you set that mindset to an immature mind, they're going to think that. It's the devil's way of just
deceiving.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people do that even to single Christians if they're single.
You
some stupid
because,
Christians. They never got married, so and it's so stupid.
I mean,
that's people's mindset. But now, someone had sent me a video about a week ago, and now in some countries in Europe, they're not allowing little children to call themselves a male or a female. Yeah, they don't want them to identify. They want them to find out their own identity. And this is what's being taught in some of the schools.
Well,
is that they're not allowed to use the word male and female.
Yeah.
They have to decide for themselves which gender they want to be.
And then you have these gender-friendly bathrooms, which do not.
The White House did it now. Can you believe that?
People who are confused, well, we have a bathroom for you.
But I don't want to be in a bathroom in a ladies' room with a man in there. That I don't want that. It doesn't matter what your choice is. You can't have your choice.
Right.
But they could have their choice. So how fair is that? It's not fair. But Brother Vincent is saying, Christine, are you causing trouble again?
Yes, I. You know, they always say, you know how the wording goes, evil prevails when the good remain silent. Well, I'm not very silent.
That's it. We're causing trouble for the kingdom of
I'm a troublemaker for the kingdom of God.
That's right.
The Lord lays this on me to do and gives me the strength to stand here for, you know, 5-7 hours in the sun.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can do it, so I will do it and just, you know, continue to pray for my endurance as well and for impact on these people walking by.
Yeah, so you had to get a permit to stand there?
No, actually, not here. I did get a permit for the area across the road in case. See, this was the public sidewalk here would be completely full of people as this ruling, you know, starts going in. And I'm just amazed. I'm the only one out here. And so I just located my area 9, and I'm just standing right in front of the courthouse, which is a public sidewalk, and it's first come, first serve. And like I said, I just am totally blown. National Day of Prayer was yesterday. Yes, it was yesterday. No, it was Thursday. National Day of Prayer was Thursday. I had 7 people show up with me. That was it.
Yeah.
For the whole day. I mean, and they were here for maybe a half hour. You know, you guys, I asked some people who were around during the time of Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
That was in the 70s.
Yeah.
And they said the sidewalk was full.
Yeah.
It was full of Christians just, you know, totally upset at what the Supreme Court was about ready to do. And here I am, and I'm the only one. It's almost the churches have become silent on this issue. And it's the perfect timing for the devil to do this.
Well, even some of the churches, these seeker-friendly churches and some churches that call themselves Christian, they want to embrace this lifestyle, and they want to make people feel welcome. And they won't even talk about hell.
No,
don't talk about hell because you're going to make people uncomfortable.
Sure, God is love, 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 love. I've heard that so many times standing here. God is love. God loves everybody. Yes, he does love everybody, but he sent his son for your sins. You got to find out what that is.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
God
the
is
thing.
Just.
That's the thing. You know? We hear that, though, even in Christian circles where people tell you, don't say anything, you're judging, and yeah, God is love. Yeah, well, yeah, he's love, but he's also judgment. There's also a hell, which is a real place. And so what are we supposed to do? Not talk about that anymore. But there is a group rising up where, no, they don't want you to talk about that. You can't talk about that. You can't talk about hell because there is no hell. And you can't talk about what's right and what's wrong because everything's okay now. Because God is love.
Right.
So.
But I think if this issue goes through and it becomes the no discrimination now against those who call themselves homosexuals, I believe this will be the wheat from the chaff, the sheep from the goats, as the churches are going to be called into order as to what are we going to do. And even as the homosexuals are targeting the bakeries and the photographers, they're going to target all the more
the churches
that sits in the woods.
Yeah.
Yes, they're going to make sure that we are not discriminated against. And it doesn't have to be marriage. I see an issue on the news this morning that there was an Episcopalian church, a small one, that refused to baptize the child of two homosexuals.
Yeah.
And they said, and the members of the congregation went against it. Well, the bishop overturned it. You know, those people have got to learn. They got to leave that church. And I think they will. And they will search out. And I think we're going to start seeing, if we're not already, an underground church forming where it's no longer going to be denominations. It's going to be one church united in the same mindset.
Oh, yeah. Of course, because what I think is going to happen also, and I think they're already doing these kind of things in Canada and in Great Britain, where they're trying to force pastors to marry them. You can't discriminate. So they want jobs. You have to hire them.
Yep.
And
in fact, I heard this. Come down through the wire that one of the justices asked a question to one of the litigants of the traditional marriage. The judge asked, and I don't know who the judge was, but the judge asked, is there going to be an issue come up if this passes for universities, for schools, and for churches who will not give up their traditional marriage doctrine?
Yeah.
And that person replied, yes, there will be an issue. And it's going to involve the 501c3.
Oh, I see. So it'll involve those churches that are incorporated.
Right.
In order for them to have the tax exemption, they won't be able to discriminate.
Right. So if it becomes the law of the land, can you now see the danger of the 501c3 that was started back, I think, in the 50s, 1956, I believe, was that year? That is a danger there.
Yeah, that would be a danger there. But, people might just have to learn how to give without getting their tax deduction. You know, that.
Yeah.
They might just have to learn how to do that and be happy with it. But, truly, the days are evil, and it's going to be very, very interesting for the church, for the real church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the remnant church, to see what's going to happen in the future to our freedom.
Susan, I'm going to have to, I think, cut our interview short. I have a news camera that's just set up here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I told you we might be interrupted, so I'm to go. But I appreciate being on the show, but they're asking me to do an interview. So.
All right. Thank you for coming on.
You bet, girl. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. That was Christine Wyke, and she is standing at the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., and just getting ready there to do an interview with the news, and that's very important that she gets FaceTime on whatever network it is for this message to go out. So this, as she said, the Supreme Court is deciding on this homosexual marriage issue, whether it should be the law of the land. And she said that the ruling will probably come down to in June. So it'll be very, very interesting to see what happens. But we, as the body of Christ and the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to stand together for the truth and the truth of the gospel. One man, one woman married in the eyes of God. And of course, God is never going to recognize any other kind of a marriage except the marriage between one man and one woman. So we live in times today where we see so many things that we never thought we were going to see, right? Just maybe 10 or 15 years ago, we never thought that we were going to see the things happening in the churches and the things that are happening with the government. And so we need to stay strong in the Lord and stay in the Word and fellowship with the saints who are like-minded, and do what we can to spread the gospel one by one, whether or not you get a website or you get a program on Blog Talk Radio. There's something you can do to get the word out and to help people along the way here, because we have a mission, and it's not mission impossible, it's mission possible to bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. And we all should do something, because nothing replaces one-on-one evangelism. I don't care what TV ministry you watch, or you know, they need a $50 million or $100 million to preach the gospel, but all you need is a mouth and a Bible, and one-on-one evangelism, and God will bring people your way to minister to, and we all can do something. So that's what I would like to see. I would like to see more people saying something and doing something for the Lord Jesus Christ, because the gospel is free, and freely we have received, and freely we should give. So let's remember to pray for Christine as she's out there at the Supreme Court. And she also goes to mosques in this country, and she stands with a sign, and she witnesses to the Muslim people. So she needs our prayers and our support in any way you can support her. So don't forget to visit her Facebook page, and it's Christine, W-E-I-C-K, and you will see her orange logo on her page, because people have set up fake Facebook pages in her name, and it's not her. But her book will be there, Explain This. It's the orange logo, and you can look at her videos that she's taken while she's been standing there at the Supreme Court, and you can also get her book, Explain This. It's a verse-by-verse description of the book of Revelation. That's available there, too. So that would be a great way to help Christine. Well, short program today, but mainly I wanted to get a report from Christine. And if you have any show ideas, if you know of anybody that would like to be a guest on my program, and they can send me an email Susan@propheticnews.com, or if you'd like to send me a topic you're interested in, we can possibly set something up where we can find some people that are authorities on certain topics. And I know I'm always looking for testimonies of people that have been Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses or in any kind of a cult group. Those are always interesting, is to get people's testimonies. But don't forget to check out Brother Vincent's program too, Black by Color Only and Truth Sharks, and then our friend the Wolf Tracker. That's a new broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And then, of course, Jackie Alnor has Rapture Ready Radio. Those are a few programs I would recommend for you to listen to and to bless you. So I want to thank everybody that's in the chat room and everybody that tuned in today for our report from Christine Weick from the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., don't forget our website, propheticnews.com, our YouTube channel, Greedy Preachers TV, and the other channel is in my name, Susan Puzio. And so, also we have all our programs archived for the last 5.5 years on Blog Talk Radio, so there's hundreds of programs there for your listening pleasure and for your education. Remember, Jesus Christ died for your sins, and he said in the 3rd chapter of John, ye must be born again. First you're born of your mother, and then ye must be born again of the Spirit of God. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. Ask him to forgive you of your sins today. The book of Romans says, confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. Read the book of Romans today and read the 3rd chapter of John. Jesus Christ will forgive you of your sins, and he will never remember them. You will be completely forgiven, and you will have a brand new life in Christ. You will never regret making that decision. Never. It's a wonderful life to be a Christian. God bless you all. Thank you all for tuning in. Bye-bye.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies 4 square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. City that's set on a hill, its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies 4 square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.